3, 2, 1. I should do the 3, 2. Oh, hey!
Is it on?
Oh, we're on.
Oh, I was gonna open up by going, America! I guess I can still do that. It's 4th of July.
It's coming up, yeah. By the time anyone probably listened to it, it would be 4th of July.
It's the 1st of July.
1st of July.
4th of July just sounds so right.
It always sounds so right.
That's 4 letters in July.
Four
letters in 4th.
Or of.
But of and a TH in 4th is 4 letters.
So it equals out.
4th of theft. Theft?
That's like an Illuminati type thing you just solved.
You know what, dude? I am in the Illuminati. you got to delete the podcast now because everyone's going to know.
Everyone's going
to
know.
I belong to the Knights of Templar.
Nice. I'm part of the Stonecutters.
I've watched every Tom Hanks movie.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That makes me an Illuminati.
That's how you get in.
Is there a secret society you want to be a part of?
The Stonecutters.
From The Simpsons?
Yeah.
What was their deal?
Ah, shit.
I really forget.
Yeah, I just remember, like...
It was Ned Flanders, right? With the cloak?
There was, like, a bunch of them. Everyone
was, like, the whole city. You know what? It was basically Hot Fuzz before Hot Fuzz did it.
Yeah.
Simpsons did it.
Simpsons
did
it.
That's true. They did everything.
They nailed it.
They nailed it.
They nailed... What, you got one? A secret society?
Not... Maybe, like, the Nintendo Fun Club.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's grim. You played a lot of Punch-Out. And Doc Lewis... Your fucking corner man who looks like he's on meth.
Yeah.
His eyes are all bugged up and he's all, Max was like, I can't beat him. He's like, join the Nintendo Fun Club, Matt. You're like, that's not helping me, Doc. I need some help. It's like, you're promoting the Nintendo Fun Club.
You're like, dude, that's the second time we dropped something.
Dude, you're a boner.
I know.
Tim get this stack of fucking useless shit. He likes to put his feet up because he's got little legs.
I like to be relaxed.
He puts his feet like in this coffee table and just knocks things over. You're like a cat.
I'm so fucking
dude.
Clumsy.
You are such a house cat. That's all you are. The only thing that would make that more cat worthy is if you scurried around the corner and like just took off and hit. And I'm like the whole pocket's like Tim, come out. And I'm shaking. I'm like shaking my keys around the house. Tim, I'm trying to get you up from under the bed.
Man, fuck. Not every day that I either drop food on me or I have like ice cream on my face. I'm like a little cat kid combo. Kid cat.
Kitty cat. Kitty cat, but with two D's, not T's.
Kitty cat.
You're a kitty cat. That's Tim's dude. He's going to be a cartoon.
I don't know how to be a fucking adult. That's unbelievable.
No, you don't want to be an adult.
I don't. Look at me.
Like you didn't even airplane mode your shit.
I know. I'm just buzzing. Well, we're trying to live tweet, so I wanted to make sure I get it up from all angles.
You got the question. Read the question out loud.
Oh, yeah. The question we got going, hopefully people are listening, is...
If they hear this...
Oh, yeah. Wait, they're not listening.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully they see the tweet.
Hopefully you're listening.
Kitty
like,
cat.
Kitty cat.
Know when you see a food in a movie and it makes you crave that food, like the Fluffin' Hook, that's crazy.
Like the Fluffin' Hook?
That's what you wrote. Like
yeah,
the fluff.
You read it like it was one word.
Like the fluff.
Fluffin' Hook?
The Fluffin' Hook? That's crazy.
Fluffin'
What's your movie food?
So Fluffin' Hook to me is Fluffin' Hook. Fluffin' Hook.
Fluffin' Hook.
And that's what we're actually going to call movie foods. It's going to be called Fluffin' Hook.
Fluffin' Hook.
I'm writing it down.
All right, cool. I'll be looking at you.
So Fluffin' Hook. So, yeah, I forget how the conversation started, but we talked with our buddies. It was about food you see in movies.
I think you brought it up because you were watching someone eat a burger. Or something. You were craving a burger.
Oh, shit. That sounds right. What was the movie?
I don't know.
I'm not going to try to remember. It'd take too much time.
Yeah.
But it made me think of Hook. That's like, to me, that's the epitome of when you saw something in a film, at least growing up. I think it was a 94 movie. You saw that scene when they eat the imaginary food. I was like, I want that food. So maybe it's because it was unattainable because it was not.
Yeah, you were a kid. And
I was like, I want to fucking eat. I want to be at that dinner. I want to sit next to Rufio and just mow on some fluff. Because it looked like fluff to me.
Yeah, it was definitely like a fluff jello combo.
I wonder if it was actually edible, like on set.
Probably.
Like
the little kids around.
Like if it was buttercream frosting, you know what I mean? Oh,
oof.
Fuck.
Just put some dye packs on it.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I got it.
That's what we should do. Oh, let's do a dinner in fluff. This is retarded. I'm not going to sleep.
Yeah,
what else? So I was going to invite friends over and serve strictly buttercream frosting with dye. Don't like dyed fluff.
Instant diabetic.
Just everyone would feel bad and like you'd be like 10 minutes of like a sugar rush.
I'm out of here.
People are like, I gotta take a shit and they'd be leaving.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too good.
But another scene in Hook is when the little girl's at the baseball game and she was having the hot dogs. I would like pause the movie back on the VCR, hit the pause button and then go and make hot dogs and eat them.
Oh, I thought you were going to, like, watch, like, a girl eat a hot dog, and you're like, yeah.
No, not it's turned out by a little girl eating a hot dog. But, like, seeing the food in the movie was just one of those... The other example I could think of is in Die Hard, which is my favorite Christmas movie, and my favorite, like, trilogy of all time. Die Hard. The Asian guy, when they're waiting for the LAPD to crush the front door, he's sitting next to the snack, like, the counter, and he eats a Crunch Bar. I just love Crunch Bars. I still do.
Crunch Bars are underrated. People hate on me when I'm eating a Crunch Bar.
Who hates on me?
Like, just people are like, oh, how plain can you get? I'm like, dude, Crunch Bars are fucking dope.
It's chocolate with little airy bubbles inside.
Yeah.
How plain
it's
can
like
you
a,
get?
It's like a...
You should have fucking given him a plain smack in the face.
You should have given him a fucking Hershey's Bar. I'm like, it is plain for you.
Oh, wow. You should have given him...
one of these.
Plain yogurt.
Yeah.
Ah,
fucking
stupid
idiot.
Stupid
person.
You blew it.
But what are some other ones? Because me and us and our buddies were talking about it.
You had a good one, didn't you?
I came up with the one with Hook. I had the Hook, the fluffing on the thing.
You brought that, yeah.
I brought that
which,
one.
Which, in my head, like, that's spot on. That's
yeah.
the exact, I think everybody knows what we're talking about. I hope someone tweets in that we, in the next hour. This is a non-productive hour of the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's 11.
This is a
non-productive.
I think of some other ones I brought up. I was like, cake frosting, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, hello!
I was just trying to think of the dumbest shit.
Movie foods.
Yeah, movie foods. When you, like, watch it. Like, you ever had a Big Kahuna Burger? I'd give them a try sometime.
Oh, that's Pulp Fiction, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's... I think someone... All right, someone mentioned that. I'm trying to think what the fuck...
These are the ones I mentioned.
You know what it was? I was watching Raising Arizona.
Oh, okay.
He's writing the Dear John letter. And it's our Dear Jane, I guess it'd be. And he's eating Whoppers or Mighty Malts. Craved them. Like, I almost paused the movie and went out to the store and got fucking Whoppers. I haven't had a Whopper in 10 years, but I see them. Like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like subliminal advertising. It's that whole Madison Avenue type thing.
Wayne's
Row. If you see it, you want it.
What?
These Doritos.
I've been, like, looking at that with movies. I watched Mallrats the other day, but I didn't just watch Mallrats. I did my first audio commentary movie.
You've never done that?
I've never done that because I've never had the patience for it. So I'm, like, trying to kill time. I was like, you know what? I'll do Mallrats commentary because it had Affleck, Jason Lee, Kevin Smith, Muse. I really drugged out Muse and Scott Mosier and somebody else from View Askew. And I like, enjoyed it a lot. And then every time someone ate something, I was just staring at it. I'm like, I wonder if that's good or not.
Yeah.
When they're at the cookie counter and they're talking about a food court.
So you weren't listening to any of the commentary. It was wasted on you.
Yeah, pretty much. I picked up a few things. How Jeremy Lennon was a shitbag, and that was about it.
Jeremy Lennon was a shitbag?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, is it Jason? It's the one that wasn't in Dazed and Confused, that,
yeah,
obviously.
The
and they were talking about that. They were inadvertently saying, like, how high he used to get and just come and, like, always forget his lines. They were just, like, being like, that guy sucked.
I don't get how you get high into a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they say, not they say, he said, I was reading an interview, Charlie Sheen was, like, stoned for the entire filming of Platoon.
That's like
a human being, man!
That's not like a high movie to, like, be,
no.
You know what I mean?
But I just don't get how you'd be that high and do, like,
scenes.
I can't get high and go to the movies.
Yeah.
I'm like, chicken out there, like, what are you going to see? I'm like, get aboard! Like,
just
I run out the fire exit.
Just give me anything.
Get out. But I couldn't, like, you've got to do a movie stone. I guess if you get stoned enough, you kind of like...
You just don't give a shit.
Used to it. Like when your tolerance is built up. I guess that's I don't smoke a lot of weed anymore, so my tolerance isn't really built up.
Right, right.
It's like drinking. I was like, make this an out. Like, you know when you'd be smoking weed as a kid, and you'd, like, someone would bring out, like, a blunt, or, like, take bong hits? That's the equivalent. If you look at weed, like, the quantity that you're about to ingest, that'd be like if you don't drink a lot. If you take one shot of vodka, you're going to feel it, you're going to be okay.
Right.
Then if you take, like, a pint and just chug, like, Rubles vodka, you're not going to be okay. Like, you're going to be like, whoa. Like, that's like bongs and blunts of, like, abusing weed. Take one hit. Take a hit. Feel the change. Fucking, that food's going to taste a little bit better. You're going to be more relaxed.
Yeah.
If you take, like, a whole blunt to the face and go to a Philly barbecue, you're going to get in some weird conversations.
Your fucking face is going to be melted off.
I think I went to a Christmas Eve party once, and I had smoked weed. I didn't plan on it. As usual, I didn't usually have
weed smoke.
Drunk Bill was like, let's get some weed. Dude, I just had some weird conversations.
Do you remember anything?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you about it.
Oh, all right. Cool. But then back to the Mallrats. So I was like, oh, and I'll watch another movie after this. And I started to watch Mortal Kombat, the first one. No audio commentary on that one. I don't know who would fucking watch that.
You should watch that with the Mallrats commentary and see if anything syncs up.
Yeah.
Like Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon, which
it was. It's like, yeah, so this is, they show Goro and they show Ethan Suplee. He's looking at a fucking wall, being like,
you can't see it. But there's not many food items in that movie. They have like a big dinner, but the fucking warriors come over and like flip it over and they fight each other. I was like, oh, they just ruined all that food. Stopped the movie, didn't finish it. It was bullshit. It's like trying to get my food down. Other movies, though, I don't know. I had a bunch of, with me. I was going to watch the second Mortal Kombat right after that, and I didn't.
So I just looked over your movie case to see if I could find an example, because we, of course, don't have notes.
No,
and
no.
You know what movie's dead center? Hook.
I have Hook.
And I was almost, yeah, right here.
I didn't know that. I only have, like, if you've been over my house, I have, like, the most array of movies. Like, you could say four movies in a row, like, in that order, and, like, in the thing, and it just wouldn't make any sense. You're like, wait, what? Greg, right now I can see Ocean's 11, Hoosiers, Now and Then, and Repo Man with Emilio Estevez.
Repo Man?
Yeah, Repo Man. A teacher at North Tome. Teacher at North told me to get it, and I got it, and I watched it once. And I don't know why he told me to get it, and I don't really like it.
Was he, like, telling you to get it as, like, an inspiration, or was he, like...
No, he's like, I forget. No, he just... I wasn't really paying attention per usual. He just... I was like, all I heard was get Repo Man, so I went out and bought it, and I watched it. This movie sucks. Yeah, I don't even know what it's about. He's obviously a Repo Man. Not like Repo Man.
I like Men at Work.
They're a good band.
You know what? Hey, Men at Work. No, no.
Oh, the TV show?
No, the movie. Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's second appearance in this episode.
I haven't seen that movie.
When the trash man and the politician gets killed and shoved in a trash.
I don't watch. I like watch like the shittier movies.
This pizza and that movie I wanted too.
Pizza and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the originals. Have you seen the new Turtles? They look weird. They look like they're high.
They look like someone was high and was like, okay.
Yeah, like fuck it. But yeah, movie foods. Our live tweets are really booming right now.
Booming. What's the analytics look like?
Yeah, bad. What's that demographic? Black people.
We got them.
Yeah.
Black people love us.
Yeah,
they
do.
Love you.
They do.
They like. They warm up to me.
You're tall.
I look like they shouldn't like me right away.
Yeah.
Clean cut.
Like when we walk in Chicago, when we walk by like the hoodiest of hoods in Chicago on the way to the game.
It was like walking to a Marvin Gaye music
video. Yeah, and we walked by this place called Con Dogs. And it was a hot dog place owned, like...
No, it was Fast Freddy. Freddy's Con... Yeah, the Con Dogs.
Yeah.
But was it, like, Freddy's... Fast Freddy's Con Dogs?
Something like that. But they had fucking, like, barbells. Not barbells. Fucking... What are those, like, fucking...
Iron bars.
Iron bars right over the window. So it looked like a jail. And there's, like, fucking, like, a shit ton of just G'd up dudes outside.
Yeah, it was a bad neighbor.
Yeah, we walked by, and the guy put his arm around and said, hey, let me talk to you, playboy. Let me talk to you. Ha-ha. And I was like, I was just like, what's up, man? And, like...
Tim had a vest on. So
yeah.
He's like, Marty McFly.
Yeah, so I fucking... Yeah, I was just...
Marty McFly.
Everyone was, like, checking their pockets. I'm just like, what up?
And Jim got his wallet stolen.
I got my wallet stolen. It sucked. But no, hey, I just...
Nice.
I'm fucking G'd up.
Dude.
I got made fun of
wouldn't
a bunch of people like
Carol
at the Baker Roast. I was like, wait, but maybe I am black.
No, you're not black, Tim.
Damn it. Greatest
just
compliment
just
I got.
Your facial hair looks black.
Yeah. The greatest compliment I ever got, I worked with this black lady named Deirdre down in North Carolina. She's like, Tim, Jesus messed up on you. You should have been a brother. I'm like,
That was the best compliment you've ever got?
By a black person, yeah.
Okay, well, you didn't qualify that.
Yeah. I was like, I'm
the best call. The best
a part of a group.
The best comment you ever got was that you're not the person you should be in real life.
Yeah,
come on, you're twisted.
I'm a twisted.
Better than that.
Speaking of twisted,
God done messed up.
God done messed up on
I
you.
I
want to
do. I wish we talked about religion before. Like I wish I was. I wish I just like God. He's there.
He's there. He's so looking over me.
God messed this up, guys.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So I found this website called Murderpedia.
Wow,
speaking
let's
of
talk
fuck,
about something else.
Speaking of fucked up shit.
You're
saying I was twisted. It's like Wikipedia, but like every fucking like murder like ever, and they have like all photos and like detailed things.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're a psychopath, like we've been like, we talked about like Jeffrey Dahmer and all this stuff. It's just interesting.
Jeff?
Talking Jeff?
Jeff.
I still tell people about that. I don't know, I just find that type of shit interesting. Like, people that just fucking snap and they're like, oh, I'm gonna fucking twist this dude's head off with a fucking chainsaw. It's like, what? Like, people that are just normal people every day and you just read about their history and then they just show you scene photos. You're like,
Alright, gonna go to bed now.
Could you kill somebody?
No.
Murder? You don't think so? I think everyone's capable of just snapping.
Like, yeah, right now, no, obviously, but yeah. I think
Dude, you get mad when someone fucking high beams on the highway.
Oh, yeah. Fucking lose it.
Yeah. You did the I'm gonna kill you to that guy who was driving the speed limit. You were like, I'm gonna end your life. You would kill somebody before anybody. God done messed up with you. He made you a not killer.
Yeah, if it came down to it, I'd probably fucking merc somebody.
I'd merc him.
Merc.
I forgot about merc. Oh, merc's a game. Merc was Plingo.
Yeah, Plingo's been... Took a hiatus.
I don't even remember how to play Plingo.
I don't either. Just make up the rules while we go.
Oh, do you remember? Never mind. We did the video with the Plingo sounds.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun. We used to do stuff like that. Now we're just like...
We're like
shitbags.
We're always fucking busy, man. But we always make time for the podcast because we like listeners like you.
I don't like you.
They don't miss them.
I like all listeners, but I don't like you.
Especially,
yeah.
Right.
One that's like, I'm not sure if you like me. I don't like you.
Yeah. If you're questioning if we like you, we don't.
Yeah. If there's any question in your mind right now, you're like, maybe, like, one time there's a look he gave me. Yeah, that look, man, I don't like you.
Yeah. And I was behind him, like, yep.
And Tim was the hype man because he should have donned Ben Black.
Should have donned Ben.
He'd be doing that hype.
Yeah. I have a towel. I'm swinging it. I don't know why, but I am.
Yeah. I met a black guy once over at Beans.
Me too.
Oh. No, but I sweat like a motherfucker,
yeah,
which you know. And I saw this big dude, right? He wasn't big, he was like muscular looking, but he had a towel in his back pocket, and he was sweating bad.
He takes
the towel off and just wipes it in his face, and I'm like, I gotta talk to this guy. And I went over, I'm like, hey, I've noticed you're really sweaty, and you have a towel in your back pocket. Can you tell me everything about it? And he was like, well, yeah, he's like, he used to play ball somewhere else. He was from the South, I forget where, but he's like, I used to play football, and fucking sweat my balls off, and just like, you get out of practice and you'd still be sweating after you shower. He's like, so I just carry around this towel and clean myself off. He's like, so now when I go out drinking or anywhere, I just have one to like accessor. So he goes, I accessorize one. He's like, I'll put a towel, like if I'm wearing all blue, I'll wear like a blue towel hanging up. And it was just, that was the story.
That's like a Crips thing though. Hanging a blue towel.
That was red, wasn't it?
No, it's Bloods, dude.
Fuck you. Okay. What do you know? Cribs?
I love Cribs.
The Cribs and the Bloods.
Crips.
Let's put this baby to sleep. Do you spell Crips, C-R-I-P?
C-R-I-P-S.
So they spell Crips wrong, right? Is that what that Crips is supposed to be? Or is it short for like cripples?
The Crips.
Because Crips is like C-R-Y-P-T. It's
oh, like cryptic. Like a cryptic code.
A cryptic code or like a crypt keeper.
Yeah, so I think those are just two different words. They just sound the same.
So what's that one? Because I think I've narrowed down where blood came from.
Any Crips out there that can give us enlightenment?
Live tweet with some Crips. We've got...
We bring like a guy that's a crypt, like a crypt keeper.
We've got Lil Django here on the line. I don't know why Django would be a crypt.
Yeah.
I feel slightly racist.
Yeah, it's a little bit racist.
Oh, crypt. Well, then, yeah, let's go off this.
Yeah. Digging a hole right now.
Stepping some shit.
The Crips and Bloods hate Bill and Tim's Bogus Podcast.
What the fuck did he say? Because you know that they're subscribing on Twitter,
yep.
Facebook.
Big fans. Big fans.
Big fans. Especially the guy at the top. Big dude.
Yeah, big dude, big fan.
Well, how did I get to talking about that?
We were going over Plingo, how we met. We haven't done Plingo in a while.
And then we got into Crips and Bloods, dude.
Yeah.
We're fucking...
People are fucking so confused. This is the best ADD show of all time.
No, but so we don't just like, it's not like we're hummingbirds fucking just zipping around. Like, we definitely,
yeah.
There's some cohesiveness.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I am just as baffled as anybody out there listening as to how the fuck we got to talk about Crips and Bloods from Plingo.
Yeah, we went from... talking about blacks, then you met a black guy with a towel, then you brought up the towel being blue in his backside.
Wait, the Crips and Bloods weren't before the towel.
I know, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. And then you brought up the towel on the backside, then you accessorized with a blue towel on the back, and I'm like, that's what the Crips do.
That's what the Crips do. So
if you
with Bloods and Crips.
Yeah, that's how we made it there. But still, that was a journey, and I'm sweating. I need a towel.
I am sweating. Dude, look, I'm literally sweating.
Yeah, you got no sleeves. I hope you get the right to bare arms. Whoa, dude.
We're going to the gym after this.
Yeah.
I got all jacked up.
I'm going to
my
gym too. My friend Jim. I'm going
to
go hang out.
I'm going to gyms. Oh, a guy. Hey, dude, tell me, you sent a great Snapchat the other day.
Which one?
No, the one good one you sent.
Oh.
So Jim was on an exercise bike at work, and he's his balls up, and he's looking around, and I think it either writes it or you said it was like, it's not working out, let you tell somebody about it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, I wrote that. I was like, I'm bored. Right? Like, the thing about the gym is, like, if I don't have an iPod, I'm like, holy shit, I don't know how people work out. Like, I forgot all about this. I'm like, I need to remember an iPod every time. So I'm like, just looking at people working out, I'm like, I should be looking at them. What do I do? Like,
yeah, how do people go to the gym and work out before headphones?
I don't know, man.
Imagine that. You know, it's like, I hate talking to people at the gym.
Well, they got the radio blaring sometimes, but then still, it's like, you still have that awkwardness of like, all right, I don't have...
I can hear you.
Complete silence of just like, I don't care if this guy farts or whatever.
The headphones are like a cultural code that's like, I can't hear you, I'm not listening to you. Like, that kind of gives you the excuse to be like, I'm going to go Asperger's for a few.
Yeah. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, like, I'm in my own head.
Plus, music, I was actually, what I listened to yesterday, I did Strictly Me First and the Gimme Gimmes on the bike. And I
no
was,
shit.
Yeah, and I was ripping it.
Dude.
Sometimes a song would come out and it was like the duh, and like my bike, I would just keep going a little bit faster, like, because the beat was like, and they pick it up, so then I'm just fucking biking hard, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? But yeah, music makes the world better.
That's the best workout music.
It is. It's definitely... There's so many different, like,
songs. It's like 140 beats per minute, too. It's just so fast. It just gets you going. Gets you all going, dude. But tell me about that. You were talking about, are you doing the challenge right now?
Sorry.
Is that what that is?
Choking on water. No, I want to do this challenge. Because I'm always on the internet, obviously.
No.
And there's this UFC fighter I fight. He's from Bridgewater.
There's this UFC fighter that you fight me today?
Yeah, I fight him all the time.
Do you fight him on, like, the red comic
book? Like, I'll fuck you up.
I think you were choking. Just get it. Look, it's going to be worth, take a deep breath.
Died there.
Doesn't that feel better?
Thank you.
See, it's nice to be reminded sometimes that it's okay to just take a minute.
Yeah, just to yourself.
If you know what I mean,
this on pause.
If you're choking and people looking at you, like, and you like to speak, just be comfortable just going, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're in control. Tim, you're in control.
Throwing the timeout sign.
I do this one, and it just looks like a fucking.
Bill is doing the wall and a car going into it with his hands.
Yeah, that's not a team. That's like,
hey,
Mickey.
But I saw this thing. I'd like to do it, but I just don't have the time to do it. Because you got to start early. So Joe Lozon, he's a fighter from Bridgewater. He's a UFC fighter, big name. Yeah, you don't watch UFC. I barely do too. I had to take a second there. So he does this on his own because he's a fighter, but he's challenging people at his gym and people out there in the universe to drink a gallon of water a day, and by the end of the month, see how you feel. Like, your skin will be better, you'll lose some weight, and you'll feel like 10 times better with yourself.
Yeah, but think about how much money you're going to spend on water.
I know, exactly. I mean,
like a gallon
of water, but it's funny because like gallons of water are sometimes cheaper than like those little ass bottles, and I don't get that.
Yeah, dude, I love talking about this. Smallest water bottle. 50 cents. Then you get like the one that everybody, like the universal water bottle, $1. Then you get like the double that, $1.19. Then you get one that's even bigger, they're like, we'll give it to you for $1.19 too. Then you get like the fucking gallon, they're like, 69 cents.
Yeah, just like, what?
How? I don't know. It's the convenience of it.
But I'm always down.
You're paying for the convenience.
Yes, exactly. Like the bottles with the squirt top, it's like, yeah, you're paying for that.
You could refill that. Your water, like what you're doing when you buy water, you're just buying the conveniently sized bottle. And
exactly.
That's why gallons are not convenient, but water's so cheap. It's a package. There's probably just as much plastic on a gallon than there is on like the small.
Exactly. Because gallons are kind of like thin. You know what I'm saying? They're big, obviously.
Yeah, the ones like the milk jug ones.
They're not as thick as like the hard plastic bottles.
Nope. More malleable.
Yeah, but I'm always down for people spending money if they want to better themselves. So be like, you know what it is? It is spending money, but...
I'm joking about
it. Yeah, anytime you spend money,
$20? $20? Dude, Tim is not happy with spending money ever.
No, no, never. I think I was, never mind.
Man, that's great.
Always going fucking racist. But yeah, I think it would be... What, you?
Dude, that's okay. That's okay.
But I'd like to do that, just because I love water. I love peeing a bunch.
Dude, peeing is... It happens a lot when you drink a lot of water.
And it's good. Water's delicious.
Water can be... That's why I like that squirty juice. Like, you know, like the Mio or the Kool-Aid squirts.
Yeah, I was doing that for a little bit.
It makes water like crack. I drink so much water because of that shit.
It doesn't like make water less. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't add like preservatives that you don't need.
No, there's one chemical in it. It's like something aspartate. And,
aspartame?
It's funny because I was working at the bar and I was using it. And somebody sitting there was a scientist and he looked it up. And he was like, yeah, there's no, like, negative studies on it.
Yeah.
The FDA hasn't, like, condemned it. It's everywhere now.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. It can't be good for you. I'm going to say it can't be, like, it's not all natural. Actually, I found one at the all-natural store. Sativa. Sativa sounds like a drug.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
I'm on it right now. No, but the, that's just good. Live tweet?
No, live tweet. Just live text. No, we got no live tweets. We're not that cool yet.
Damn.
We gotta get our Twitter numbers up.
Well, we could be on the verge of getting a broader audience.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking to some of our buddies, and we can't name any names yet.
Yeah, we want to be able to fucking really.
Yeah, we'd rather announce it than do anything. But we want to. We might be getting into a rotation featuring podcasts, and we could do some live podcasts, and then this shit's gonna get kicked up.
Yeah, then we're gonna go to like 100, 200 followers.
We're gonna get 300 likes.
Yeah,
on
probably.
Facebook.
Yeah,
not 300 additional. I mean, just up to 300.
Yeah, up to 300.
Which is like, what do we have now?
251, if I had to guess.
That sounds like a pretty specific guess. I think you look at it every day.
Yeah.
Like, 251, perhaps?
Yeah, it's a pretty round number.
As long as we're not losing likes.
Yeah.
You know,
can't lose likes.
Can't lose likes.
Because you have to go out of your way to unlike something.
Good thing you swallowed that racist comment.
I know.
There's a like.
Yeah, so live tweeting is a possibility.
It's gonna. Yeah, it will be. You'll see. You know, we'll get more action when we get
this.
Yeah,
we're kind of
worried because...
we're gonna trademark this.
Like if we start putting the show out there and then someone likes our show, they might try to take it over like in Wayne's World and like buy us out.
This isn't Tim's apartment.
This is, dude, what would we say the names would be?
Phil and Jim's,
and it would be an excellent podcast. And we'd just be on the sidelines watching Phil and Jim crush, like they'd have notes and like girls taking waters. They'd have a guy chugging. They'd have somebody eating something but something better than Baker.
It'd be us but just more perfect.
Well, that means we're perfect, though.
Yeah, more perfect.
If you say more perfect, that means that we're perfect.
Yeah, no, they'd be, like, to a T. Like, I'd be, like, average height.
You'd be average height. I'd
be
average height.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too tall. You wouldn't be too short.
Yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't have these mustaches.
No, no mustaches. You wouldn't be sweating.
I would not be sweating.
I wouldn't have ADD.
I'd never have my shirt off.
Nope.
You'd know what words meant.
Yes. I would know how to read.
You would know how to read. I would be able to fucking, I don't even know.
But the one thing they would do every time, they'd go, "We made it."
We made it, but wait, put like sound effects in.
They both have a laptop, they got headphones on, they just look legit as shit, just me and you like.
I picture, right, one of those like button-up shirts that you get at Foxwoods if you want a lot of money, and like glasses with really nice hair, sunglasses, and blonde hair. Like that would be my guy.
Yeah.
He'd be a blonde.
Mine would just, his hairline would be more aggressive. It'd be like down to his eyebrows.
Dude, he'd have eyebrows that he combed up to his hair?
Yeah. That'd be like his thing, and it was just tight. But he hates wrestling. He's like a big soccer fan.
My guy is an ex-wrestler.
Yeah. Phil and Jim are dicks.
Dude, Phil and Jim's excellent podcast coming to you soon.
Yeah, they're going to fucking take us right out the game.
But then what would we do if we lost the podcast? What would we do?
Let's go back to fucking doing what we do best, and that's just playing Mortal Kombat, beating up Soda Pop Pinsky.
Okay, looking at Red. Oh, dude, Punch Out. I'm so happy that you let me borrow that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that it's not the game that sucks, it's my console. I gotta go to the store in Framingham. There's a place called The Underground, and they sell. We gotta go there together because they sell Nintendo games. They sell everything, and they have an arcade down there too.
You can go to Vintage. I think it's called Retro Vintage.
It's good that these stores still exist because like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, they're gonna be gone. Like Nintendo shit. They're almost like relics to the point where like people are losing them or they're just not taking care of them.
Dude, it's such a relic that when I went to San Francisco and saw that place, Soda Pop Aces, went in the bar and saw the top loader and all the games working, I was like, I'm getting this. I just have to get it.
It's such
a fun. When I'm 40, I'll still have this if I'm alive.
I hope so.
I'd like to.
Bill and Tim's bogus podcast. Mine is Bill because he's dead.
Dude, if I died, what would you do the podcast? How would you address it? Like, would you go on Facebook and be like, "So Bill died, we can't do the podcast anymore"? Like, how would that work?
I would still do the
death fuck shit up.
I would still do the podcast, but I'd pretend you were still there, and it'd just be wicked depressing. Like Tim just never got over it.
What do you call those things? When you try to channel, like, use a medium?
We gotta get one of those people.
Oh, you wanna do that so bad.
I'm so bad. Alright, but keep going with your thought about you being dead, because it's awesome.
I'm not. Tell me more about me running the podcast.
Yeah. Well, tell me this. Tim and Tim's bogus podcast. So, Tim, how you doing? I'm doing alright.
Tim's, oh, man.
No, but I wanted
Tim
to do this.
Tim plus one's bogus podcast, and it would be you just searching for a co-host.
And I just bring in random people to come in to fill the void. I bring in Phil.
Dude, you ask him about other wrestlers.
Yeah. Then I bring in Jim, and he takes over. Just me in the back, like the photos we take. I'm just in the back.
But it's still your apartment.
Yeah.
You're holding the camera.
So stupid.
That's fucking wicked stupid.
What the fuck were we just talking about?
Plingo.
No,
we weren't.
Yeah, we went Plingo a while ago.
What were we talking about?
I don't fucking know, man.
Dude, why do you do that? See,
just did it. You go. How do we get to fucking the crypts? We broke it down.
And then we had a great conversation. Then we had a great conversation.
Yeah, we did. Now we're talking
about
video games.
Why are you flexing?
Because I always get flexed.
Why are you flexing?
I did.
Are you trying to tell me that you remember what we're talking about? Was it the working out? That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just saying I just want to flex because I did one day of biking. I feel great.
Yeah? Because you know what biking helps is making your biceps bigger.
Yeah, it does. It is. Because you grip it really hard and it's good.
It's good.
It's not bad.
So what have you been up to lately?
That's just my go-to, like, abort. What have you been up to?
Dude, we hit the fucking record button. It's only funny to me and you, but I don't care. But we'll hit the record button, and Tim, like, we're like, let's start this up, we'll do whatever. And Tim just goes, well, I mean, we made it. What have you been up to lately? It's his go-to, like, that's how he starts the conversation, as if we ran into each other on the elevator.
Oh.
And we get, like, 30 seconds to, like, talk. I'm like, what have you been up to?
We made it on this elevator.
We made it to the top. Then you just get off.
Holy shit, dude! You're crazy.
Yeah, you're the crazy one.
Oh man,
I'm gonna make you talk. I'm gonna go radio silent for a minute and make you talk.
All right, that sounds good. So, video games are pretty cool, huh? I like playing with them. Oh no, this is what I was talking about. It was video games, you jerk. So there's this new video game craze, probably on BuzzFeed. I think it was from BuzzFeed. It's Drunk Mario Kart. I was pitching this idea to everybody on the Vox. And it's going to be great. And it's going to be only better with Nintendo 64. Because Nintendo 64 Mario Kart is the best. So pretty much what it is you got to finish the race and your beer before everybody else, obviously. So it's practically regular Mario Kart, but with booze. And the only rules is you got to stop at a complete stop to take a sip of your beer or chug it or whatever you want to do. Because Mario doesn't drink and drive, dude. That's just fact. Am I right? Yeah, I'm right. And you can also, 3, 2, 1, you can also chug the beer before the race even starts. So it's like a big fucking wild and crazy game. I can't do this anymore.
59, 60. That was a minute.
Yeah, killed it.
That was really good.
Nailed it.
I've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
I'm so glad that I fucking remembered that, because I would have been fucked.
The 3, 2, 1 chug, that seems like, then you just race.
Yeah.
So if you get hit and wipe out, then you drink.
Oh, yeah. That's actually getting hit is a good idea.
Getting hit's a good idea. So is the idea to win the race at all?
Win the race, but you gotta finish. You get disqualified if you don't finish
the race. You can't drink and drive.
You can't drink and drive. You gotta go to a complete stop and sit and go.
It's actually a very interesting game.
Yeah, it'd be fun because it's like a wild card. But another good thing I added to this, the last place person should have to take a shot each race.
How long does a race last?
It's 3 laps. It depends. The 64. You've played the 64 one.
But that's what I don't remember them being that long. I think you'd be wicked drunk.
Oh yeah.
I guess it's a drinking game. Is what you're supposed to do?
Yeah. Maybe like a half a cup. You know what I mean?
Drinking games for me, like I don't know. I'm gonna last all night.
Yeah, but if this is like a I'm broke and would sit inside and just play video games all night.
So it's us.
Yeah, it's pretty much us and two friends.
You know what, man? I like house parties. I like playing video games and drinking and shit.
Yeah.
And just beer pong.
Yeah, beer pong, I think we retired from the game. When we play, it's like coming out of retirement.
Yeah, I can't even play anymore.
Yeah, it's like not, like, you don't have that same, like, enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. You don't have it. Because it doesn't exist.
That's just, I said that, and I was like,
enthusiasm, you look like you saw a bug.
Yeah, dude, I was like, that doesn't sound right at all.
Enthusiasm.
But yeah, we're just a couple fucking, I didn't even make the Hall of Fame, I was that bad. I just didn't give a fuck. I was just like, fuck.
I love beer pong.
Yeah. Game over, dude. R.I.P.
That's it. That's what I didn't call it. I didn't try to get laid. I just tried to play beer pong.
Yeah.
Like, I go to the house and be like, hey, who's next? Where's the list? Like, you know, like, that's, I go in.
Where's the list?
Where's the list? And I just go write my name. Who wants to be my partner? Who wants to win? And no one, I'm like, okay.
Bill featuring.
I just do Bill plus one.
Bill plus one. Oh my god. That.
Where's
the list?
Hey, where's the list? Where's the list? I want to walk into a bar. Where's the list?
I fucking hated that. Like, at the time, you were probably like, yeah, he's just looking for the list. But deep down, you're like, what a fucking dickhead.
It's the dickhead. Find it, you piece of shit. Where's the list?
Dude, where's the list?
I'm waiting for someone to ask what the list is. What's the list?
What are the rules? My rules are different.
It has my name on it and then a bunch of losers' names on it.
True. It's up. Phil and Jim here.
Dude, good trash.
Where's the list?
Dude, imagine we go, I'm like, where's the list? And I go to write down Bill and Tim, and right above us is Phil and Jim.
No.
They take the table, and then Phil and Jim meet Bill and Tim on the beer pong table.
Even better, we go up and write our names. They come up and cross it out, and they put their name.
Oh, damn. They just take us off the table.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to the match, but you just want to wipe us off the board.
No, they want to wipe us off the board. I don't want to wipe us off the board.
Well, then we add it again.
Yeah.
Okay, so they take our slot.
That's how it starts. That's how the whole thing.
And then we're like, yeah. And I'm like, stop.
Wait, where's the list?
Turn the music off. Where's the list? And then, what the fuck? I want to ask where's the list to somebody soon.
Yeah, at a party.
Hey, where's the list? Like, I'm just going to go to like a family bar and be like, hey, where's the list? The beer bar. Where is it? Where's the list?
That's so fucking funny.
Oh, I love it.
That's rich, I tell you.
That is just college beer pong.
College beer pong, boobs, babes, butts.
College, dude.
I only lasted a year and a half. I was like, peace.
Do you want to talk about the failing institution of education in America? I didn't think so.
I was just like,
oh.
I just got Medusa. I was just like, going.
Tim's just stoned. You hear another dude go, oh, man.
Fuck me, dude. We were gonna do Plingo. We were talking about that. Did you have a word?
No, I said a word earlier that you didn't know, and that's what you actually made us think about Plingo. This is before we started recording.
We think of topics, and those topics are fucking just a tree branch going different ways.
You look like that tree in the Skittles commercial.
No, we look like that tree from that book with the kid and the apple.
The Giver.
Yep.
The Giving Tree?
And he gives him
AIDS. Is it the Giving Tree?
I don't know. I never read.
No.
I only blued.
Yes. So you were Crips.
Yeah.
Which one would you be? Could you give me a brief history of East First West?
I got nothing on that. I don't know shit about gangs, man. I say positive.
Goddamn messed up.
You goddamn messed up.
Goddamn messed up.
I would probably go with the Bloods, because
you're wearing red shorts.
Yeah, I like their color of red. Blue's not really my color, even though it's in my eyes.
Do you have blue eyes?
They change color.
To what?
I don't know. I can't see them.
Blue eyes, man. You read that article not too long ago that said that blue eyes were just a mutation?
That's fucked up.
Well, all colored eyes are mutations.
I feel like we're all mutants, because I don't know where the fuck we came from.
That's it. Like, well, that's what I mean. Like, everybody's just kind of like, to jump on a blue eye. Like, they say at one point, one person had blue eyes, because it was just a mutation that happened. And then all of a sudden, they kept making blue-eyed babies, and they passed that, like the, what do you call it, mutated gene.
Oh, they're talking
but like, what else?
Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. That's supposed to be.
The Aryan race.
Yes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. You'd be the perfect German human.
The Germans.
The Germans, the humans. So you think the Nazis were right? Is that what we're... Not to put words in your mouth, but you think the Nazis were right?
Come on. Yeah.
you're blue-eyed and black-haired.
Brown. I'm a brunette. Brunettes have more fun.
Are you what are you, a fucking magnet?
Yeah, what are you, the back of a t-shirt?
I'm a bumper sticker, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks. I
appreciate
it. I'm a
musician. Yeah, I used to have brown hair before.
Yeah, what happened to it?
Yeah, it kind of just left me, like everyone else in my life.
Wow, that's really just cut it.
Phil's fucking dead. That's all I had left.
Imagine if I died before this came out.
Oh, that'd be fucked.
I predicted Ultimate Warrior's death.
Not Bill went out on top.
Dude, imagine if I predict my own death.
I'm going to look at you. I mean, when you leave, I'm going to look outside out the window like a cat, being sure you get home safe.
Just get smushed.
And then you never come back. I'm just sitting at the thing like, is Bill coming back?
What's the worst way to die? I love these.
Wood chipper, feet first.
Oh, yeah.
There's fucking blood going everywhere.
You think you're going to shock, and then you just wouldn't.
Yeah, they say that sometimes, like if someone like you were tied up and someone came at you with like a chainsaw, you would just fucking die of shock. Like, you know, that's what some people say. That like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy, he said that.
That guy went into some kind of wood chipper feet first, like the new one.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, I watched the end of it.
Oh, but my favorite movie. Death scene?
Alright, movie death scene. Movie foods, movie death scenes.
Movie death scene of all time is Dead Snow. It's
yep. Yep.
I always talk about this. This guy gets a vertical face ripped off by a zombie Nazi. He's getting pulled out the window, and he fucking gouges his eyes, like, with two hands, and just rips his head open like a fucking, like a coconut. And his brain just falls out of his head. I love that kill
scene.
That
guy had just got laid, and some chick sucked his shit finger.
Yeah, he was taking her shit, and he got out of the bathroom, and he wiped it. He had no toilet paper or something. It was like wiping his head. Something with that.
You knew it was fucking gross.
Poopies
on the finger.
Yeah, and she was like hooking up with him and sucking his finger. And he was just like, okay.
Yeah, I'm so turned on right now.
Yeah, same. But yeah, that's probably my favorite death scene in a movie.
I don't know.
That one that sticks in my head the most. Even though I love a good kill scene. Like, the Final Destination, I'll watch Final Destination just for the kill scene. There's a YouTube clip that you can just watch every death scene in all the Final Destination movies.
When you watch a horror movie, that's all you want to watch for.
Yeah, exactly. Especially a shitty horror movie that you don't want to fucking watch.
I've never seen a shitty horror movie.
No?
No.
I watched a movie called ATM, and they were trapped in an ATM, and they couldn't get out because there was a guy outside the ATM with an axe.
Was that Colin Farrell?
No, it was the...
That's a phone movie.
It was the hot chick from She's Out of My League.
Oh, yep.
The kid
from Josh and Drake,
Josh Peck is in it. And then some other random dude.
In a mask. I'd like to be an actor, but I'd like to be an actor who plays masked bad guys.
Yeah, you just stand there. Yeah, you'd have the body for it.
Yeah, I'm a big dude. I could be like Michael Myers.
But that
my
was,
back!
We made
my back!
Yeah, me and Lindsay, when we had Netflix, we just were like, oh, let's watch this movie.
You don't have Netflix anymore?
Nah, I just delete it. I fucking pay for it. I don't even use it, so what's the point?
I
plus, if you delete it, they'll email you like a month later, be like, we'll charge you $1 less. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah? I'll do it today. I'll fucking delete that shit.
Yeah, and then like a month or two later, they'll do it.
I lost the DVD that I was supposed to send back.
Oh.
I heard if you just...
Wait, what? Oh, you get the DVDs? I just did it on my PlayStation.
I'm old school. It's probably fucking way old.
I'm old school. I don't go to Blockbuster. Netflix delivered them.
But someone with the knowledge of the post office said that if you want to keep a movie from Netflix, basically you can just tell Netflix that you mailed it and the envelope must have fallen apart. Like, you don't say that part, but this guy said that so many envelopes just fall apart, like those flimsy ones you send them back, that they lose DVDs. So people just fucking can steal them. And like, you can claim ignorance. So you'd be like, yeah, I mailed this back about a month ago and I haven't got my new movie. I've really just noticed now. Like, just play that.
Yeah, how the fuck do they make money off that?
I don't get how they make money. I don't get the mailing process because it's all postage not included. It's just them paying for it somehow.
And then I'm fucking missing DVD of ATM.
Yeah, lose DVDs. Like, I don't know how that business makes money.
Yeah, you could probably get away with that whole fucking DVD plot with like one or two DVDs and they're like, all right, you're not getting any more.
I'd say one or two max, but I'd say one a year for sure. I'd say one at least. Like, if you want a movie from Netflix, get it, rent it, and then keep it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Fucking beat the system.
Dude. I'm all about beat. What's the last system you beat? Nintendo?
Yeah. I never beat shit, dude.
No, I'm beating Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Hell yeah.
That's become my mission for the summer.
Now, a commercial break from our sponsors, Netflix.
Don't steal from us.
Yeah. All right, we're back.
Dude, we should do a fucking commercial spot for Snagging Store.
We should. We haven't heard from them yet. Maybe they didn't like our...
We heard from them.
Oh, they did?
They sent us a lengthy email.
Oh, no, I meant after the latest episode when we talked about them in great detail. Oh, they did send us an email.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't even see it.
Yeah, they said that they call it Snack-a-Stool and handy app now. Handy app.
I have fucking three emails, like, on my phone, so I always get confused when I get an email. I'm like, where'd this go? Shit.
That's
me being a fucking
weirdo. You shouldn't be confused by that.
I know. So I have an email for all my social media, so, like, my email I use every day, people can't search me on Facebook and shit. My Facebook's on lock. It's pretty tough to find me on there.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you want to come find me? Come find me.
Come at me.
Play boy.
I'm going to find you right away.
Oh, you will, because you know who I am.
So I can find you.
Yeah, well.
And I'll exploit you. I'll exploit it.
Nice legs, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
I work out. I'm going to the gym after this.
Nice.
Should I shave? I have a mustache. Should I shave the mustache? Because I shaved it to come over just to show you.
I'm always.
I grew up at a shift on Saturday upstairs. And
they'll let you have a mustache?
We had a blast. It was a great time. A bunch of hot chicks showed up.
Yeah.
You guys all missed out.
Babes, boobs.
Babes
buds.
And boobs, dude. Fuck
what, can you grow a mustache at work? They allow that?
Yeah, they don't care.
Oh, not
so. The old job I couldn't.
Go for it. Go for it.
But I don't. Go for it. But I don't know if I should have a mustache. Does this look natural?
Yeah.
I feel like I look like a creep. Like, I don't want to go to the gym right now. I feel like it's going to be like, the guy has a mustache.
Yeah, and then no one will bother you.
And then
you get your headphones.
And you just fucking pow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Headbutt the glass, dude.
And then you just peel the mustache off.
And then repair the glass. That'd be great, dude. I just, like, run through a fucking door.
Like the Kool-Aid guy?
Like the Kool-Aid.
Just fucking break right through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Boink. Oh, shit. I always wanted to make, like a silhouette. You know what I mean? Like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, too. Like, they just go through a wall and their fucking body land.
You could do that.
That'd be sick.
You want to get some plywood and cut yourself into it?
Just fucking run through my door.
That'd be a nice door in your house to have, man.
Go to the bathroom? Go to the bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm out. I'm late for work. It just, I don't know. That's $1 million idea.
I put it in my car. I've always wanted to take on the top of my Jeep and take like a Dunks holder, like the four cup holder, and fix cups in there, like glue them in a bag, and glue that there, like fold it neatly so it looks like it's just new, and then attach it to the roof, and then like get on the highway and just fucking zip.
With an American flag.
Well, I get, like, I bet, like, the, no, like, the 7 o'clock news would be like, somebody forgot to take their morning coffee off the roof. They'd want to be like, who is this guy? And then you had, like, people would take pictures, like, put it up on, like, say, Reddit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or on
Facebook. Look at this dickhead.
People saw this fucking guy on 93 North. I want to do that, but I don't want to hurt the top of my Jeep.
Yeah. We've been talking about taking your top off for a while.
Yeah. I took the doors up the other day.
You should take it off.
I felt alive. That is correct.
That is correct. All right, if you're live tweeting with us.
How many live tweets have you got so far?
-2.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I get none. You're not cool. People are at work. We're like dickheads at work, weird hours.
Fuck that. I was just doing another radio show, like, you know, one of those real ones. And it was in the top productivity killer at work was texting.
Yeah,
and like second and third would be like tweeting and social media.
Facebook, yeah. But yeah, texting, because you gotta not pay attention. You gotta use both your hands.
Yeah.
And you're up. Like, at least with Facebook at work, you could probably like click it and like talk to somebody at the same time.
Dude, the other day, somebody said that they were surprised I typed with two hands on my phone.
Really?
That's their bad, right?
Yeah, I type with two fingers.
Yeah, but you and me are video game fucking extraordinaires. Like, that's where that comes from. Is your thumbs are just fucking just wild.
Yeah.
Quiver fingers, thumbs. I don't know.
I was a better texter with my old phone, the T9. I used to fucking crush texting.
I think that you actually used to text in my pocket.
Yeah, like not even look.
Hmm? Like you text in my pocket.
I can't do that
on
now.
On the open face. You can't, there's no way.
No.
You go get the hard buttons.
Yeah, then you do like you don't text and drive. But if you're like in the car not looking, you just type and you're like, what?
What the fuck?
I just meant to say I'm picking you up. Now it says dick in your butt.
That's actually pretty accurate though. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
You can't fault yourself for that one. That's autocorrect fucking segmine.
It's tough.
You know what? It's tough. It's
tough.
Real tough.
But we made it.
Hey, real tough. Hard on here for my pen.
I like that song.
That song's about you. Hey, we might the roast footage may be coming out soon.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We just we spoke with Dan.
Danny Harrelson. Like, in a couple of days, it could be.
I bet you guys are going to meet up with him on Facebook. But I mean, I thought you guys were going to meet up with him on
Sunday.
But should have known better.
Still, I got to get him the video of the Baker monologue. Or the Baker.
Yeah, I have it. I can just email it to him right now with the video, the voice. Remember recording
on
can
you?
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
I should send it to him. I'll send it to him.
Yeah, I'll do the three-way email. I could probably just throw it. Oh, no, I'll throw it in.
It's a three-way. Well.
Lazy dog syndrome from Bill now. Lazy dog, long walk.
Big dog, long walk.
Oh, yeah, I don't pay attention to you.
No, small dog, long walk.
Yeah, I'm a small dog and long walk.
Okay.
But I got a good...
What's a big dog get tied from?
Jumping around.
Big dog jump around syndrome.
Yeah, you're a big dog jump around. Big dog catching balls.
We made it.
We made it.
Ah, just when I think I'm gonna fall asleep, you gotta wake me up.
Yeah, where's the list?
Where's the list? That's... Dude, we're gonna crash into the next party we go to. That's all.
And just no one has a list. No one has art. Just write out names.
We're just gonna make a list.
What are the rules?
House rules. Where are they? I want to go over them before I tool on you, dude. Oh. Imagine if you were a douche. You know what? Sometimes I think sometimes I'm a douchebag.
But oh, yeah. Everyone's a little bit douchey. Yeah.
Everyone's kind of a douche sometimes.
Yeah. I was rocking a t-shirt the other day that said bros before. Hoes. I love that shirt, though. It's fucking great.
So douchey.
It's
I
so
mean,
douchey.
No, it is great douche.
It's great douche.
Douches are great. They clean out vagines.
Great douche shirt.
Virgins? Vagines?
The vaginalists.
The vaginalists. A vaginalist?
The virginities.
I'm a vaginalist. It means I survive only a vagina.
Other than that, that's how you play a vagina like a violin.
You could do that, actually. Those hand motions could be put to work.
I was just like, I'm doing the Johnny Manziel for some reason.
What's the Johnny Manziel?
And he does this.
Who's that?
Football player.
Oh, that kid's going nowhere.
Yeah.
Let's talk about sports. Let's wrap this episode with some sports talk.
Yeah. That guy's a dick.
You know, dude, bring up some sports issues, and I'll tell you exactly why they shouldn't be fucking it. That's it. Sports issues.
All right.
I want to talk about a couple headlines. I'm just going to fucking berate.
Johnny Manziel was spotted with Floyd Mayweather, I think Lil Tyga, and Justin Bieber. That's a rapper. And then Justin Bieber. So he's out partying before his first NFL snap.
How old is he?
He just graduated. I don't think he graduated.
So he's living life?
He's like 20.
So he has a life. So he
yeah,
goes
he's like
out.
Potting.
So he doesn't, when he gets on the football field, he doesn't just sit there and fucking like.
He's not like Tom Brady, like getting in like on the film.
Dude,
Tom
Brady was getting in on Tara Reid when he was fucking 20.
That's true.
26.
Now look at her. She's rough.
I try not to.
I know. She was in fucking Sharknado. What other sport? Well, the NFL draft, the.
I don't give a fuck about one of those four people you just mentioned.
I know.
I just don't care about them.
Trying to.
That's a,
oh, no,
that's
I,
a headline?
Here's a good one. The Florida Gators just released their calendar for the year, and they mistakenly put Aaron Hernandez in Mr. July. So it's fucking Aaron Hernandez, number 81, tight end on the month of July.
Mistakenly?
So I don't know how that's mistaken.
That's not a mistake.
Someone did it, and they fucking made them.
Are they selling them?
They're probably going to take them back.
But are they selling them?
I don't know. I didn't get to that far. I just saw the headline.
That, to me, sounds like a ploy.
Right. That's what? Just like... Oh,
like,
so these calendars.
Well, like, imagine you heard of this calendar with Aaron Hernandez, and it becomes this kind of, like, piece of counterculture. Yeah, bang. That's a money play. Next question.
I think that's pretty much it. Just the NFL, NHL, and NBA draft.
Hey, I'll wrap that up with who gives a fuck.
Yeah, right?
I just hate sporting news.
But there was a good story. This guy,
lay it on me.
The fuck is his name? Isaiah something.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, he's blind in one eye, played for Baylor. He was supposed to get drafted.
Isaiah Thomas.
And then he ended up getting a disease like Mafron syndrome or something, so his body's shutting down. So he has to retire from basketball. And they gave him an honorary pick at the draft. Like, they brought him up and said, like, the NBA draft so-and-so because he can't play basketball anymore. And like, he has like this crazy ass disease that his like body's like shutting down. Dude's like 7 feet, blind in one eye. Like, what the fuck is that guy going to do with the rest of his life? It's like Isaiah something. I don't know what the fuck his last name is. Look him up.
You just made me incredibly sad.
Yeah, and you're trying to fucking bulldoze me, fucking making sly little jokes about a fucking man that's blind.
He's a boy.
Fucking ass. Yeah, he's a boy. He's like 19.
Yeah,
blind.
That's too
dying.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
I'm not a jerk, dude.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you, your arms and your big legs.
What do you call me, a douchebag?
Yeah. Doucher.
Yeah, you know what, dude? Where's the list?
Yeah. I'll kick your ass
only,
on this list.
There's only one place to fucking settle this, and that's on the Beirut table, bro.
Do you 10 cup? 20 cup?
If you don't do 10 cup, you don't do cup. You don't do beer pong,
no.
Right?
No.
Six cups? What are we drinking, Kool-Aid tonight?
What is this, women's division?
High five me, bro.
Love it.
Where'd the high five come from? You ever hear about the history of the handshake?
No.
The handshake, supposedly, was to show that you don't have any weapons.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's like, it could have been up here, that's actually probably right, but it's no concealed weapons, so I don't know if they shook both hands, but then like somebody rolled up, like they started fighting like the Moors, and they just, the Moors was like, that's high five.
Yeah, right?
The Moors are black.
They were just getting pulled with the shake, they're like, hey, got nothing here.
Show me your armpits.
Because probably some guy had a dagger up his sleeve, was like, went for a handshake, was just like, ding!
Yeah. What's it? You'd be holding the knife like this, to like, show me that you don't have a weapon. You know what I mean?
Then you go for a handshake.
At a meeting, and then you just go, bang. And then, acid to the face.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought I had a, did I have a good question?
Yeah, probably. Was that good? You don't remember
it. No, it was a Reddit, it was an Ask Reddit. It was like, if you were a world-class assassin, what would be your weapon of choice? What would be yours?
An assassin?
Mm-hmm. Hydrogen bomb.
What?
Do you want to kill
people? I just go with the old old-fashioned sniper.
Sniper rifle?
Yeah, just be fucking far away. And just, ding.
That is a great kill.
Oh, dude.
I think PO wire is a classic, though.
Oh, yeah.
The garrote, and then, like, right back.
That's a good one. I was thinking about that the other day. I was, like, wrapping my hands up in something. I was like, I'll fucking choke anybody.
See, I told you, you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to be... It's going to be Bill's bogus podcast. It's just going to be me working up a defense for you. Trying to find an alibi. He was recording a podcast that night. He could not have killed the person. We cut him off
there
when he was driving
home. See the Snagastool app? He checked in at this bar.
Dude, yeah, the alibi.
Yeah.
Dude, Snagastool's getting some love.
Yeah,
Snagastool's at least good. If you plan on cheating on your girlfriend or killing somebody, you want to check in some Snagastool.
Yeah, exactly.
And then our buddy Jamie's going to back you up.
Yeah.
He will take the day off for court, and he'll show up dressed in a nice suit.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Then you can call like some guy showed up in like Jinko's, like a hoodie, like.
Then your lawyer, you're like.
Does you ever go to court and you see the other people in court like?
I've never been to a court ever.
You kidding?
Yeah, never.
Wow, you sound like a fucking real shit.
Yeah, I never had to go in. Don't even know what it looks like. I don't know what the process is. Anything. I don't know
for
anything.
Anything?
I've never been in a court.
That's amazing.
I never been jury
you're
duty.
You're so nervous the first time you go.
I know. I don't ever want to go. I never did jury duty. Nothing.
I haven't been to court. In years.
But you've been to them.
Yeah, 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Yeah.
No, not seven. It's longer than seven. Nine.
Nine. Germans.
Germans loves the courts. Well, we made it.
Yeah, we did.
Let's just, is this a happy place?
Yeah, let's get back to a happy place before we send off our fans to a nice happy day for the 4th of July.
They're not, dude, they're totally not listening to this.
No.
Right
4th of July is coming. USA's playing soccer, dude.
Oh, what day is that?
Today.
It's today?
Yeah, they're playing Belgium.
Oh, at 4.
Only reason I know that because no one will shut the fuck up about it.
I don't like soccer.
I hate soccer.
I don't.
Are you guys going to watch the revolution after this is over? Don't think so.
Right, all right, that's what... So if you talk to me about soccer in 2013 in, let's see, May, I would have believed you're a soccer fan. If you're talking about soccer right now, you're a regurgitating piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
you're a fake fan.
Yeah, I'm not faking the funk. Like, I love the USA and all, but soccer's just shitty as fuck. Like, I like hockey. I watch the USA play. You're doing it, man. The Mr. Perfect.
I make it like that.
I like it. I like it. I told you. It's a good move to... Oh, you fucked up. You done fucked up.
Hey, you done fucked up when you weren't a perfect man.
I like watching, like, USA, like, other things, but just soccer. I just can't get into it. It's fucking terrible. And, like, people are like, oh, well, basketball and hockey, they dive in that. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, they dive, but they get the fuck back up. Those dudes, like, get tripped. Like, no! No!
Because the field's so big, you have to make it obvious from 100 yards away that you're cheating.
Yeah.
Like, or try. Like,
And granted, sometimes they get injured. I'll give them that. But there's more times than not.
I want to see
your fucking
bone.
Yeah. Boner.
I want to see your boner.
Yeah. I'm going to show you boner in soccer.
Show me your boner if you want a red flag, bro.
Show me
your
boner.
Oh, you cut my boner off. Anyway, so tune in, watch the USA play Belgium in soccer.
What's your prediction for the score today?
Low.
Very low.
Like, I'm talking single digits for sure.
I'm going to say Belgium's going to win.
No, USA is taking it.
I hope USA doesn't win because I can fucking stop hearing about soccer.
No, they're not even out there. They're still best.
No, this is the elimination round. They made it past. They lost to Germany 0-1 and they advanced somehow. I was just like, all right, this is how it's going to be.
I'm
I don't sure. understand these fucking rules. I don't want to. Fuck them.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. Fuck it. So. What's going on with your life?
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's do it. Again, thank you for listening. We'll see you on the list.
Put your name on the list, bro.
Just put your name on the list, and then if we have enough time, maybe you'll see us on the court.
Maybe. I think the name of the episode should be Where's the List.
Definitely.
That turned into like really that's really funny. Like that's funny outside of the podcast. That's just fucking funny to me.